Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother Canada 11 Daily Drop podcast that is not all the way daily. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today to talk through the latest from the Big Brother Canada 11 house is Mel. How you doing, Mel?
Hey, I'm doing great. Not the most exciting drop today, as they have not been so much recently, but always happy to have an excuse to talk about Big Brother.
Well, we are here to talk about Big Brother. So let's update you on the latest. Of course, the eviction will be tonight. So this is the last update we have before the eviction. And the main story here is that there's no story. It does appear that nothing has gone wrong and the vote will go down. Hope will be leaving tonight in the eviction episode, or at least that's what it seems, according to this latest drop. There's not a lot else going on here in the house, so this should be another fairly short one, but what are you gonna do? Of course, this is because Claudia is the HOH. She nominated Ty and Hope. Ty won the veto, took himself off. Koozie went up in his place, and the votes as of right now are again still on Hope, seemingly looking like unanimous vote as well as of right now.
Yeah, I was wondering if we should like artificially try to inflate this podcast so people go to their feed and they're say 45 minute podcast. What happened? And then we just like absolutely nothing. I guess we can do the dance that they were all doing at the end there. Did you learn it? Memorized it?
Unfortunately, I did not.
Oh no! What are you doing?
Yeah, that's I'm not prepared for the dance on the podcast. They did do a dance. They practiced a dance that they might do on the show tonight. So
it's actually cute. Like I don't love these fluff pieces that we get in our precious daily drops full of, you know, we would love to see a little bit more game talk. And I'm assuming that there's like really snippets of conversations here and there, like, hey, you're voting out Hope, right? Yep. Okay, done. And then we're just not getting them because they're giving us this just like giant chunk. Because, yeah, they did like literally one conversation about it. No one's checking votes with each other. Is this one of those things where if you're in the house, you just don't bother to check in? Like, I would think, hey, I know we talked yesterday, but like, there's nothing else to do in here. Just to confirm, we're still on the same page, right? Like, we don't see any of that.
I'm sure they have. We're just not seeing it in the drops. So, yeah, not a lot. In fact, most of what we get is pretty much all from Ty. So in case you were really starving for content, here you go. Ty and Claudia hung out in the HOH bed for a while. They were talking about the show. They were talking about Koozie and how they expect Koozie to have some choice things to say about them, especially if she did, in fact, overhear them talking about Ty having a crush or her having a crush on Ty that one time when she was in the bathroom. In general, just, I mean, a continuation of what I talked about yesterday where they continued to be flirty exes while still targeting each other. Pretty much what's going on.
Yeah. And then every time Ty says something, Claudia says, because Ty is the worst mumbler. So everything Ty says, I hear it twice because she has to make him repeat it. But yeah, there's nothing. They talked about tattoos and I don't know what else. Literally nothing.
Yeah. Ty is also going to talk to Hope in a slightly more interesting conversation where Hope says, you better win this, bro. Which is weird because he's not even campaigning for votes. Thank you. And then Ty says, Ty starts talking about how, you know, some people, they're in this for the 100K because they need the 100K because they can't make 100K outside of this house. But me, I'm smart. I'm going to be able to use this experience to make 100K out of it, even if I don't win. So if you think about it, like I'm the real winner no matter what, is kind of the implication there. you know, he's kind of feeling himself a little bit, kind of feeling like it's ball game a little bit right now.
And the way he's going to do that, I guess, is because he now knows the Kim Kardashian of Ottawa. And so he's going to leverage that to be able to make his money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I assume that's what a lot of alumni are thinking.
It's very interesting to hear them come in there and be like, oh yeah, I'm totally going to be able to do something after this. Like, you could barely say that if you're in Big Brother US. If you're in Big Brother Canada and your name is not Ika, you can't, you can be delightful and come on podcasts like Kevin, but unless I'm missing Rob paying 100K for Kevin, then I think it's time to get out of luck.
Jed's doing all right. You know, Jed's doing a good job.
That's true. Very true. But he doesn't mumble, you know?
It's true. I think Jed was already kind of like into the whole like modeling game and he was kind of doing that stuff already. But props to Jed for sure.
Not that I ever want to hear Ty talk more, but I'm curious as to like what he was thinking here. Like, where does he want to go? Does he even know? Like, what is he planning to leverage out of this additional 700 followers he's going to get from this experience? Like, does he want to go business? Maybe he wants to be a model too. I don't know. He'll have to talk to Jed, I guess.
Yeah, I can imagine it now. There's like a commercial for HelloFresh and Ty is the spokesperson. Mm. He's like, if you get HelloFresh, that's ball game.
Stop helping him make it a thing. This is not going to happen. I refuse.
Ty says that he can't really rely on anybody in the house because everybody knows their final two already. And Hope says, well, Renee better watch out because she's got none, essentially. And Ty says, you know what? Yeah, I should probably just work with her. Me and Koozie should just work with Renee at this point. Why not? Hope laughs. Haha, that would be funny. He says, why not? I'll pitch it. I'm going to pitch to Renee. Why don't you work with me and Koozie?
I actually love this. Like, if Ty could like suppress his ego for longer than like 5 minutes at a time, I think he'd actually be pretty good at this game. Like, this is a good insight to realize that Renee is on the outs. They're not doing enough to keep her safe. She would, at this point, to be honest though, I don't know if Renee would jump ship. Like, he hasn't done any work until this point to do anything with her, but it's an avenue worth exploring. He has no one. And so to realize that there's three of them, there's someone on the outs, she's worth investigating rather than just being like, well, I'm just going to keep winning comps and do that. Then that's at least a little bit of good game sense from him.
Yeah. I mean, I suspect that Ty suspects that Claudia and Shania may be working with at least Anika. I don't know if he suspects Daniel, but we know that he had a conversation with Claudia about like suspecting that Claudia had, he had a conversation with Koozie about suspecting that Claudia might have a deeper connection to Anika than they might have thought. And if he thinks that, then he's probably onto the right general track of where things should be moving for his game. So that is, I think that's a dangerous position here for Daniel and Anika. If Ty continues to win these competitions, then we are in some, potentially in for some Ty maneuvering that would be very interesting to see.
Don't drink coffee on podcasts. I'm dying. Keep going.
I'm like trying to get through those sentences while being like, I hope she's okay.
I'm like trying to get off camera and I can still see in the camera. I'm like still in camera. I'm trying to go further and I hit the window. I'm good.
Anyway, Ty also says, hey, well, did you see last season? Me and Renee could pull off a Kevin and Helena type thing. She could be the Helena. She does like Helena, like didn't win anything. She doesn't even need to do anything. All she needs to do is be there when I need a number, because that's exactly how Kevin and Helena operated. Apparently.
Yeah.
Kevin won all the comps and Helena was just there for a number. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not understanding anything about that dynamic and like the respect they had and the fact that they were working together. And yeah, like it's understanding that you can do stuff in this game without winning. He like equates comps to everything and like, oh, she's not winning comps, so therefore her only thing that she can help with is being a number. It's like, it's a social game. She could help with more than that. I mean, Renee herself can't because it's Renee, but in theory, an alliance member that's not winning competitions is still valuable for you.
Mm-hmm. Hope talks about all stars. Well, what are we gonna do, all stars? And Ty was like, oh, I will smoke all your All-Stars, Big Brother Canada. Don't even, Kevin, gone. You know, it just doesn't even matter. They're all, watch out for me on All-Stars, Big Brother Canada.
Yeah. Ty suppressed his ego for a few minutes and then it just came back out. He said, you said the word All-Stars. He's like, oh, that's me. I'm the best. Couldn't help himself.
He says All-Stars would be a lot easier than this season because people would know the game and they'd be actually loyal to their alliances, says the guy who destroyed his own alliance.
Would he threaten to walk before or after the 3-week mark this time?
I mean, it depends on how both cheated they were.
Bro, we gotta walk. We said we were gonna walk.
That's right. And they would be cheating because they'd be good at the game. And that's not fair to him. So technically,
I think he would threaten to walk before the season even started because Zach doesn't get an invite. And Zach would be like, bro, we've both been cheated. Don't even do it.
If they don't want Kim Kardashian, then who are you to go on that show?
And then Ty would be like, oh, yeah, definitely. I would never do it without you, man. I just remembered, though, I left my letter in the house, so I should probably go and letters are important, so I should probably just get cast on the show just so I can get in there and get that letter back, and then I'll be right back. I swear, I'll be right back out.
Oh, Ty, I thought you were right behind me. I thought you were coming in, man. Like, you were there, and then I went inside the house, and they closed the door behind me, and oh, I'm sorry. Gee.
That's pretty much the drop. Kuzi, Anika, Renee, Shania, Claudia, Daniel, the rest of the house, were all chatting also about last season. They were talking about Josh and how he cut Betty, and kind of giving their opinions on that. Honestly, nothing too interesting here. Just talk about, like, you know, people being bitter about Josh and why they were bitter about Josh. Was it because he was too close to too many people, or was it because he just overpromised and he should have just, like, let Betty down earlier, and so on and so forth. No real game talk here.
I like listening to them talk about past seasons because you can get a sense of what people are trying to do in the game. Like, how lately we've been hearing Daniel have these conversations and it's like, oh, he's pushing Renee, and you can kind of draw conclusions for that. So I was really paying attention in this conversation to see if Daniel was trying to push any sort of narrative, like, oh, Josh cut Betty. Wasn't that fine? Like, don't you still really appreciate how good of a game, or anything like that? He wasn't pushing that, which was a little bit interesting because I almost thought that he would have if he wanted to try to cut Kuzi and have people really respect him for it. But that's something that I was, like, curious if I would see, not that necessarily he should have been doing.
Yeah, I mean, I got the sense that he was doing the opposite, and he was saying, like, why would you cut your best friend? And right. I would assume that's because he doesn't really anticipate winning those comps and being in that position. He anticipates his friends being in that position. And so he doesn't want his friends thinking that they should cut him,
their friend,
because he wants to be taken to the end. It's a different situation than Kevin was in, where it was like, Kevin was like, no, you got to take the person you can beat, right? But I think Daniel is like, hey, Anika, don't cut your friend. You won't win in the end. You better take me. They already both know they're cutting Kuzi. And I don't think anybody other than Kuzi will be upset about him cutting Kuzi. And even Kuzi might not be too upset about him cutting Kuzi, because everyone knows that Kuzi will win. So it's a very obvious move to make. So, I think that's the sense I got. And then Renee, I feel like, was also talking a lot of, well, Josh lost because he had too many deals. That's, of course, interesting because Renee has basically no deals. So it's obviously, you know, in her benefit to be like, yeah, don't have too many deals or you won't win the game. Which is also perhaps an indication of what she might do if Ty does approach her, with a deal that she wouldn't intend to honor. She might just straight up turn him down. So who knows?
I feel a little bit bad of our perception of Renee in the preseason of, like, oh, she won't be very good at this game. And, like, she's not, but she's trying. And I really respect that about her. Like, she just can't get in there. And I really hope that Ty does approach her, because I'm curious to see what she'll do with it. If she will just completely say no and, like, let Claudia know and be like, oh, we definitely have to get him out now, which is kind of what I think she would do. But it would be interesting to see her consider it. Except knowing Renee's luck, it would get back that they told her and then she would get targeted for it because she didn't come clean.
Yeah. I mean, trying to find a winning path to the end for Renee is pretty tough, just because she basically should lose to everyone at this point. And quite honestly, like, for as much as we would be like, okay, take a deal with Ty and Kuzi, play the game a little more, I don't think that's enough to win her the game, especially if she gets to the end with Ty or Kuzi. I think she loses to both. I think she loses to Claudia. I think Shanaea is her best bet. And so she's not really incentivized to do anything that would endanger Shanaea, and keep somebody like Ty, who's going to dominate those endgame comps, in the game. So, you know, as much as I normally would be like, yeah, take as many opportunities, but I mean, she should certainly say yes and not be targeted by Ty or Kuzi, and she's not winning comps anyway at the moment. So it's not like she has to, you know, break that deal very obviously, most likely. But in terms of actually doing anything to benefit the two of them, I don't think so. I think those are probably the two that she should get out the soonest at this point, just because they are very obviously people that are going to either dominate comps or dominate a jury vote. And, you know, she's got to do something to get some credit here.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So what do you recommend someone would do? Like, let's go back a week or two just to give her a little bit more time. Renee, we hit jury. A player like Renee can't win comps, in not a great spot in the house. She's kind of being targeted. She has an alliance. She's at the bottom. The other side, she would lose against all of them if she went with them. What does a player do there? Like, my thought would just be that you have to jump ship that early, get a player from your own side out just to be like, whoa, you made a move, and then maybe flip back. Just like, at this point, it's arbitrary stuff on your resume. Then you can say you've done something, and then you're in a position, but she can't get anyone out because she's not winning. So I don't know.
I mean, I would say if you're able to recognize it, like, let's say you have a good strategic mind and you have a good read, your social game just kind of isn't there, which is kind of where Renee has been here or there throughout the game. If you're able to recognize that Daniel and Anika are the power players in the game, they're kind of in all the right spots. You could go as an individual to Daniel and Anika and be like, hey, I want to make a secret alliance with the two of you. You know, put yourself into that, like Josh, or, you know, not Helena, but like that like third wheel spot, Josh was a comp winner, which is why I hesitated there. But like,
right.
Put yourself in that spot of like, hey, I want to work with the two of you. Like, can we make something work? They are probably greedy enough players that they're going to like dollar signs are going to flash in their eyes. Renee, the goat who won't win in the final two, the person who's like not winning many comps, she's the perfect person to take to the final three with the two of them. And with them on her side, she's going to find, I think, a much easier path to the end because they're going to be in people's ears trying to keep her safe. And with that space, she now has a little bit of room to play and do some jury management and set herself up in the end where it's like, hey, maybe you start talking about, you know, maybe you really start pulling on Anika and saying like, hey, Anika is just here. She's riding Daniel's coattails, you know, because you're hoping that you can get into the end with Anika. Daniel and Anika are perfect as well because Daniel might have some trouble in the part three HOH or final three HOH. Which gives you a much better chance of winning, even though you haven't done particularly well in comps up until now. So I think that's probably the best play there. And you may even get some influence over them in the direction of the game there. If like, you know, if you're actually working with them a bit. So that's probably what I would do in that spot. If I can't win comps and I'm in my social game just isn't quite there, I would just try to get in with those influential players, offer them myself as an easy sort of like person that benefits their game a lot and then just kind of try to ride them. Kind of maybe a little bit like a little Lisa-y, little Lisa from season three a little bit. Not that she really did that intentionally, but it's the same sort of thing where like Danielle saw her as a good opportunity to grab onto and then kind of like get to the end. And then, you know, hey, you never know. Maybe they're bitter.
That's right. I know perception being reality is huge in this house, but do you think someone would be able to pull off? So let's say Renee does go to Daniel and Anika and like becomes a secret trio with them. And then she claims that in all her goodbye messages and she tries to kind of jump in and be like, I was working with them the whole time. I had a hand in this. Like, is it possible for someone to I don't know how to say it, like get themselves into that position where people were like, oh, maybe she did do that. Or is it just Daniel and Anika would be like, no, and there's no chance.
I think it's tough to try and like glob on to their credit and try to be like, I'm totally with them, because I think most people would look at you like you were being played by them if you thought that you were an actual equal part. Whereas if you say, hey, you know, I'm in a rough spot in this game and I had to use every available option that I had, which meant using the two of them as the power players to maneuver myself through the game. And if that meant I had to betray a couple people along the way to get myself into the end position, then that's what I had to do. I think you want to separate yourself from the two of them as an alternative option of like, hey, they were doing this over here, but I knew what they were doing and I was doing my own thing over here.
Yeah, that's a really good point to highlight. Is like, don't just try to qual onto them and be like, I'm a part of this, I'm helping. It's like, use them and try to make yourself be like that meme of like the guy shooting the guy and then there's a guy standing behind him shooting the other guy. You're the guy, you're the furthest gun shooting. I knew everything all along.
Yeah, like they were sure they were running the house, but they didn't realize. I mean, it's sort of like a Steve thing as well, where it's like, yeah, Vanessa was running the house, but I knew what Vanessa was doing and I had my own plan on top of that that did not involve her. And then, you know, if it doesn't work out, she's probably not there in the final two. And if it does work out, then she can be like, and look where it got me, sitting here next to maybe Anika. And at that point, who knows, you know, you've got a shot. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's some fan fiction for Renee. that's about where we stand. So heading into tonight, Hope looking like he'll be evicted unanimously, heading to the jury. We'll go into tonight's HOH competition. It's looking like Ty will now not target Renee at all, potentially. And so I think what we will likely see is Daniel and probably Anika will be targeting Renee. Koozie and Ty will probably be targeting Claudia. Claudia and Shania will likely be targeting Ty with Koozie as a backup. And then Renee will probably be targeting Ty, but if he offers her a deal, maybe she goes straight to Koozie. Although he's offering her a deal with Koozie. So in that case, theoretically, it would go to Daniel and Anika. And I just don't see her targeting Daniel and Anika, especially with Claudia and Shanaea in her ear being like, what are you doing? No, don't right. do that. So I really just don't see that going through. So I would expect Renee to go along with Claudia and Shanaea and target probably Ty with Koozie as a backup. You know, different targets kind of spread out around here. You know, if Claudia or if Koozie or Ty win, I would expect that Daniel is going to continue to try to get in their ear about Renee. He probably would have more traction with Koozie, although we've seen twice before now in Koozie's HOHs that she is not very easily swayed by her allies in terms of what to do. So I don't really expect him to succeed. I think that she will just straight up target Claudia, regardless of what Daniel says. Anika, Daniel has said that Anika is looking to target Claudia, but I think Daniel actually would have a lot more sway over Anika in terms of where she would go. And I imagine the argument would be, why ruin a good thing when we can just target Renee and you know, continue to work this final four. And then Ty, I don't think he would have much influence on either, especially with Koozie there to also push Claudia. I think Ty really just wants Claudia out. Or maybe Shanaea at this point, or maybe if Renee straight up turns him down, he goes after Renee out of spite. Who knows? So, you know, either way, it's looking pretty good for Daniel and Anika as the very like safe people right now, especially with nothing blowing up in the house this week. So we'll see.
Could you see Ty putting them up, really kind of figuring out that Claudia is trying to do something with them?
It's not impossible. But he's trying to work with Koozie and he's not working with the three girls in general. And so without the support of the girly pops, he can't really go after Daniel and Anika because that just pisses off Koozie for no reason while right. the girls are still after him. And Ty, for all his faults, does understand basic like structural, sort of, I mean, I say that, but like, I think he does. He just like, he has a misread on who he is actually able to control. And that's why he screwed up in the beginning of the game. I think he is firmly locked in with like, I just don't trust these girls. And so he's going to want one of them out, I think. And Koozie will be pushing that as well. And pushing this four person thing. I think that he will hope that, he can maybe get in with maybe the remnants of those girls, especially if it's Renee. But, it wouldn't completely be out of left field if he targeted Anika or Daniel, but I don't think he will as of right now. Things could change. Again, there's lots of information out there that could shift things around, but with the way things seem to be going, it doesn't seem likely.
You're right. It's like, it would be hard for him to play 4D chess and be like, these people I'm not working with are also working with this pair of people, so therefore I should target the pair. It's like, no, you still have too many other people to deal with first. Do you think next week will be a double eviction?
I don't think so, mostly because we just kind of got one this week with the Fatal Feast. I would assume that, you know, we're heading down to 7 players after Hope leaves. And that means that if we evict one more person next Thursday, we'll be at 6, and then we'll have 2 weeks to go from 6 down to, you know, essentially 3. If we do like going down to 5 and then a sped up down to 4, I think a double eviction or a sped up week is pretty much all we need. So I don't think we'll get it next week, but probably.
So like, I was trying to look at the calendar and it did seem like if they have that special eviction the Monday before the finale, it does seem like they could fit a double eviction in next week. And I agree that it would be close, but I can't imagine them wanting to go from 6 to 4. I imagine they would want to do it from 7.
That's true.
So it would be strange for it to be so close to another double week, but I could definitely see it happen, which I don't even know who would go there. It's like, I would think Ty, but he's getting so good at winning all these competitions. I imagine he would probably win that type of veto. It's typically a very strong person veto. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would say if there's a double eviction this week, probably lock Ty into the final two.
Yes. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this house structure because like we're rooting against Ty, or at least I am, but like there's not like a whole group of people where I'm like, oh, like I really want them out. Like they suck. And I'm sure that's just because we're not seeing them suck on the feeds, but I'll pretend that they're all just being normal, nice-ish people. And it's interesting to have these like kind of sides going at each other, but they're not just like, it's not boring. They're not just going back and forth and we know who's going to go out every week. Like, who would have thought Hope was going to go out here? I still don't really know if that's the right call for, like, it's definitely not the right call for everyone. So the fact that it's a unanimous vote is wrong for someone. But yeah, you know, so there's still a fun mystery to be had here.
Yes. All right. Well, that's about what we have for you then today. Thank you for joining us. Of course, I'll be live tonight during the eviction episode on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching along with all of you. And then after the episode, we will be here to talk through it all on Rob as a Podcast. So make sure you tune in for that. I should have an exit interview with presumably Hope tomorrow, as well as an update on the drop, where we will likely see who the new winner of the HOH is and what that means for the house in the game. So tune in for all of that. Check out the Twitch and my YouTube channel and all of that good stuff. Make sure you go to robhaswebsite.com/Toronto if you want to check out the tickets. Make sure you get them before they go away for the live show on finale night, May 11th. There's going to be some fun people there. So check all of that out. Mel, what have you got going on?
You can find me on Twitter at youcanandyoumel until it's dead. And nothing else. I'll just be dancing along to the dance that it's apparently supposed to happen tonight, because I have it memorized unintentionally just because we've done it so many times. But great to be here. Thanks, chat, for all the nice messages, and hope to see you again.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you. Thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.